Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, hey, motherfucking yo, motherfucker.
No, whoop in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Big Bad Wolf, it's all Wolf. We got that boy Ebbs again, Ebbs Cowboy. What's up, baby? Doing all right? I guess he's not on yet. Well, we're going to go ahead and continue. You guys know what it is. Hit us up, Facebook.com, Wolfpack TV. Also, hit us up on Instagram.com and Twitter.com. Any questions or concerns, we'll put that on the Facebook website. We'll put it in everywhere. Any questions or concerns that you guys have, let us know. We're talking about this show. You got any topics that y'all want to hear, let's go over. Be my guest. Put it on the show. First things first, let's get to this DC Universe, and real quick, Sierra, how did you feel about that Suicide Squad? I know you just seen it. I thought the movie was good, personally. Your thoughts on the Suicide Squad movie?
I thought it was decent. Out of a 10, I'd probably give it a 6. Just because, number one, they did a good job with the actors. Will Smith, he did an okay job as Deadshot. I have some questions about that, but I would say I'd give it a 6 out of 10. I like Jared Leto as the Joker. I feel like he should have had way more of a major role in that movie. It should have been more focused on him, and it just seemed like the movie was kind of scattered, and it just goes into what. It's kind of like y'all dropping Marvel because, when Marvel did the group movie, before they did any group movie, they made sure that you knew the story of each and every superhero. You can't just bring in heroes and villains and we don't know what the fuck is going on, or at least for those of us that ain't new to this, or at least for the ones that's new to this comic thing, or, Marvel Universe, DC Universe. So, I think that's what a lot of people missed. It was like, who's that? I don't know what's going on. Who's that? Who's that? so... Just cut your ass up so I can watch the movie. Go read a comic book. But, that's what my take from it on that. It was it could have been a little bit better. You could have had a little bit more cameos from Batman. And then I get what they were trying to do with the Enchantress. But I'm just interested how they're going to see – I'm interested to see how that's going to tie into Justice League and I guess whatever next movie they're going to make. So. I don't know if it's
absolutely
going to be easy to do it like Marvel movie.
I actually give that give that DC, I mean, I'm sorry, Suicide Squad, 8 out of 10 for the simple fact that it was the best DC movie I've ever seen compared to all the other movies. That's their number one movie. I didn't like Jared Leto as the Joker. I thought he was kind of, you know what I'm saying, out of there. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, I think they did good. I thought the movie was good. You know, 8 out of 10 is a pretty good score. You guys don't go read the reviews. Go see the movie yourself and get your own opinion. You know what I'm saying? I'm all, you know, you guys gotta come up with your own. You gotta be independent and have your own. Don't listen to everybody else, man, because that might not have the same opinion as you have. You know what I'm saying? It's their opinion at the end of the day. So you know that shit. You know, it's just an opinion. You know, everybody has one. So with that being said, you know, I thought the movie was good. Like I said, Deadshot, Will Smith did an excellent job. Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie, oh my goodness, that's my lady crush right there. You know, if I ever make it, I'm going after big time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I thought the movie was good, and you know, that Wonder Woman trailer looks pretty good. That's coming out. They got the Justice League coming next year, dropping. That actually looks pretty good. I think Ben Affleck is doing a wonderful job as a Batman. You know, that again, that's my opinion. A lot of people don't like Ben Affleck, but, you know, who else are you going to have to play? What other actor would you get, you know what I'm saying, to play Batman? What would be another good actor that would play? Michael Keaton is old. Marvel already sacked him. He's supposed to be the Vulture, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so, you know, he's awesome. I think he's doing a good job. The Suicide Squad, a lot of people didn't like the Enchantress. They didn't like the Enchantress at all. Thought that was pretty bad. You know what I'm saying?
My thing with that was just that, I get it. Y'all trying to do like Marvel with the villains and having multiple villains, but the key thing is you got to, you know, you haven't really introduced, you know, your guy. So I just feel like, you know, it should have been more focused on Joker than anything, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, no, that's not what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Sorry about that, CAF. My apologies, Wolf Nation. I had to talk to my mailman real quick. Sorry about that. But anyway, I thought, with DC, they did say they was going to take a different approach. They wasn't going to try to copy Marvel. They didn't want to be a copycat of Marvel. So I guess that was the reason.
But y'all doing the same thing, though. Y'all doing the same thing. You're trying to tie movies in to other movies. But if you're going to do it, it's just like when y'all copy Wolfpack and y'all try to get the same result. If you're going to do it, you got to do it right. You ain't going to get the
right
same result without doing it right.
Right. Absolutely. But like I was saying,
be an imitation DJ.
That's what I was saying. With DC Universe, they was trying to, you know, they're trying to make it a group, which you know, you can see if you're trying to, you should have just imitated, and that way you would have made the money, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, supposedly Suicide Squad made a lot more money than the Avengers 2. And the Captain America Winter Soldier, because they did. I think they dropped $600 million. You know what I'm saying? It's made $600 million. And same thing with the Batman Superman. With the Batman Superman, I don't understand how that movie made any money. I thought that movie was just ridiculous. They just threw a whole bunch of characters in there, and you know what I'm saying? But that just goes to what I've been saying. You know what I'm saying about the whole situation. Like if you ask a question about the movies and about these characters, you know what I'm saying? Then you need to read a comic book. You guys know about Superman, Batman. Y'all watched the cartoons when y'all came home from school. I know y'all turned on the TV and watched these cartoons. Go back and watch those cartoons. Everybody has Netflix. You know what I'm saying? You should know who's who. You should know, you know what I'm saying, their superhero name. You should know what's going on, the main villains. You're trying to give an idea. See, that's the difference. When Lone Wolf and Big Bad Wolf, we've been in this comic book situation. We've been in this on this comic book shit since we was young. This was our only escape. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, that's how we know all the shit that's about to happen. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting to see what DC Universe is putting out. Let me tell you something. If you guys want to go see the Suicide Squad movie, check out that Wonder Woman trailer. That's happening. You know what I'm saying? They're finally putting Cyborg in there. I think they need to go ahead and make that Teen Titans and branch from the DC Universe the Justice League. They need to go ahead and make the Teen Titans movie and hurry up and put Nightwing, a.k.a. Dick Grayson, in there. You know what I'm saying? Supposedly, you see him, and he's actually in the Suicide Squad. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what they're doing, but supposedly he had a there was a brief little snippet of him. You know, he had a tattoo of Flying Grayson. So we'll definitely see what's going on about that situation. Now, there's also been rumors about Jared Leto being he was the old Robin, and he changed to Joker. Supposedly, they're saying that that's going to be the new Red Hood. I know Jared Leto told WB fuck them, so I don't know how that. I don't know, you know, I don't know if that's gonna if he's gonna continue remain to be the Joker in the forthcoming movies coming up. I know Ben Affleck is directing a new Batman movie, and it's gonna be at the Arkham Asylum. And if you haven't played the game of Arkham Asylum, you're gonna be asking questions. So you guys need to play that game, because I think that a lot of the movie is gonna come based on the game. So if you haven't played Batman Arkham Asylum on PS3 and 360, and you know what I'm saying, soon it'll be on PS4 and Xbox One, I suggest you guys go play those games. Also, the games on for DC, I remember Justice League Heroes was a good game for PlayStation 2 and Xbox, the first edition of Xbox. The DC Online game is legit. The Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe was a pretty legit game. You guys go check out those games. Yeah. And Injustice is a good game. Absolutely. So, you know, I think they're doing a really good job with DC Universe. Hopefully they can continue to keep making this money of the DC Universe. That will be absolutely great for all the DC Universe fans.
If it were me, I would have put Deathstroke in Suicide Squad and killed off Deadshot.
See, me,
because
I thought that I thought Deadshot was a good one.
I think he was a good. I like Will Smith as an actor, and I think he did a good job. I just think that I don't see him playing a fallback role to Batman.
Right.
I just don't see that happening. You know,
and that's my favorite.
Not,
that's my dude.
And
that's
no
my
way.
Favorite.
There's no way that they're
pretty good.
Yeah, that's not. And there's not gonna. There's not. You know. That's the question that I guess they will have to figure out. Is he gonna play a back role to Ben Affleck? Because, you know, Batman always gets his guy, right? You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know,
right.
Is this going to be the one time where the guy gets Batman? I highly doubt it. So I'm just questioning this. You know, he was the A-list actor of that whole movie. And I see how they tried to do it. They tried to put more focus on Harley Quinn, you know, to kind of take away from that. But, I mean, it is Will Smith at the end of the day. So it's just going to be interesting to see how they portray that. And that's what if it were me, if I was a scriptwriter, that's how I would have done it, just to keep the fans interested. And just to also, too, you know, that's honestly really needs to be the next Batman villain, or one of them is Deathstroke. So, you know, or you could have branched it out into Nightwing. But in any case, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just interested to see how they're going to handle that moving forward. Because you killed off Diablo. Hell, Diablo, he's dead. You know, he set himself on fire. And, you know, the other dude got killed as well. So all you got left is Captain Boomerang, Harley Quinn, you know, Deadshot, and you know, whatever else. So it's gonna be real interesting to see how they do that moving forward.
Yeah, and for those of you guys, all you DC so-called DC Universe fans, you know, you got to come on my post, talk about Go Against the Marvel Gang, cool. But let me tell you something. A lot of you guys don't understand this. King Shark is actually, if you don't know what Suicide Squad is, go check out that DC Batman Assault on Arkham. It's a cartoon. It's on DVD. You guys go to Walmart, walk all the way back to Electronics, you'll find that DVD next to all the animations. King Shark was originally supposed to be in that movie, but the director did not want
replace him with Killer Croc.
Yeah, he didn't want him to be a CGI character, so that's why they put Killer Croc in there. And I think the guy that plays Killer Croc is a wonderful actor. I think that was a good thing. If y'all don't know who that is, if you guys watch that 50 Cent movie, Give Rich Die Trying, he's actually the antagonist in that movie. You know what I'm saying, selling that dope or whatever and setting everybody up to get killed so he can be the main man. So I think DC Universe, let's get it. You guys got Suicide Squad. The reviews were negative. I guess they were just hating because I didn't see nothing wrong with that movie. My girlfriend was actually reluctant to see it. I wanted to see it. I thought that was a really good movie, awesome movie. again, you need to put Deathstroke in there. If you don't put him in the Suicide Squad Part 2, definitely put him in there. You know, put him in the Batman movie with Ben Affleck and have him be the main villain. You know, and also, but I think that you guys are trying to get that guy from Supernatural, the younger brother with the blonde hair, not the one with the long hair, the other one. I think he would be a good fit for Jason Todd, him being the Red Hood. I think that would be awesome, awesome look for DC Universe. But you guys gotta push all your other characters, man. And now y'all trying to make Superman dark. You know, supposedly he's been rumored next year to have the long hair. And he's gonna have the black and gray suit because he's coming back from the dead. And supposedly he turns evil and turns on the Justice League. So, which you know, you guys seen that in Batman vs Superman, the visions that Batman was getting in his dreams are gonna be a reality. So it's gonna be easy. It's gonna be, and also you know, Injustice, the storyline. That's what happens in Injustice also. So a different timeline. You know, so everything, what DC Universe needs to do is connect all the universes, the Flash, the Supergirl, the Green Arrow, all the universes, and combine them into one universe. That way you guys can understand what's going on. Now, let me tell y'all something about the TV shows. I'm going to get on these TV shows real quick. The Flash TV show is a really good show. Green Arrow is actually a really good show. I only got to season 3 on that. I haven't seen season 4. It's supposed to be dropping in October with the new season, so we'll definitely see how that goes. So everything is going to change. The Legends of Tomorrow for DC, that's actually a pretty good show, too. Check out those shows. The only shows I haven't got to see for DC Universe is Supergirl. So I wanted to actually check that out just to see what's going on. Supposedly they got Red Tornado in there, and they're trying to make a Justice Society, which is a pretty much off-brand of the Justice League. All the B-minus and C-minus and C-plus characters will actually be, I like to call them Justice League Unlimited because they have so many characters, I wouldn't put them Justice Society. But the comic book, in the comic books, they're Justice Society of America. So, guys, make sure y'all check out those episodes on the TV shows. I think that's pretty good. And just really want to see what's going on with this Wonder Woman. I know they show previews of the Suicide Squad with the Wonder Woman, new Wonder Woman. That's actually going to be a pretty good, looks pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the fact that Chris Pine is a supporting actor. He's they should have got him to play Green Lantern like they was originally supposed to do, or even The Flash, but it's okay. Ray, I'm anxious to see what Ray Fisher is going to do with Cyborg. You know, I'm all about black African-American heroes. You know what I'm saying? So Cyborg's in there. Hopefully they get that Teen Titans movie going. If not, a TV show for sure. You know, it's a lot of ideas out there, guys. If y'all need writers, holler at Lone Wolf and Big Bad Wolf. We'll write for DC. That's fine. I mean, if you come to my house, you're still going to see Marvel posters all over the wall. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's my allegiance. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting to see what DC does and where it goes. And with the Jared Leto, hopefully he continues to be Joker. Supposedly he's going to be the main villain for Arkham Asylum. They're going to have Scarecrow's going to return. They're going to have all the villains in there. And, you know, hopefully they put Deathstroke in there. Perfect person. He was actually originally supposed to be with the Suicide Squad, leading the Suicide Squad. They was going to have he played on Magic Mike. He's the tall 6'6" dude with the black hair. I'm not exactly sure what his name is, but I think he would be a good fit for Deathstroke. Even with Deathstroke on the TV show, if you can get him, I think that would be a good look also from Green Arrow. The Deathstroke from Green Arrow, get him to play Deathstroke. I think that would be good. Offering that money, pay your actors, man. That's how you guys make a lot of money. You guys want to be able to excel.
Pretty much.
$100 billion, go ahead and pay these guys, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all trying to get, you know, a billion or whatever. Pay these guys, man. You know what I'm saying? It's rumored that the next villain for the DC Universe for Justice League is supposed to be Steppenwolf. I don't even know who that is. And Darkseid is supposed to come in Part 2. So we'll definitely see what's going on. I think they should have got Brainiac or somebody else that was, you know what I'm saying, just as strong as Darkseid, even if Doomsday.
I can explain that. Steppenwolf is just basically Darkseid's general. So he's leading. He's going to basically, I know how they're going to do this. he's going to send his army first, and they're going to come in, and they're going to try to take over. And then I don't want to spoil it for the fans, but I know I can see where it's already going to go.
Okay,
but just
cool.
Look for, you know, it's very similar to Thanos sending in Loki. And that's why I say when DC say you're not trying to be like Marvel, but you're doing the exact same thing, though. You're doing
exactly.
The exact same thing.
Exactly. And a lot of these people, you know, a lot of people don't read. You guys need to read the comic books. It's not our job to tell you guys what's going on and you don't know. Do your own research. I have a big-ass book on Marvel, on all the Marvel characters of the Marvel Universe. If you're a DC fan, get you a book and read it. Read up on the actors, villains, and stuff like that, and who needs to play this and that and this and that. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. Marvel's kicking y'all ass, man, up and down the motherfucking movies when it comes to this comic book stuff. Marvel is running the comic book movies and have been doing it for years. Even when they dropped the Incredible Hulk, you know what I'm saying? You know, especially when they dropped the Iron Man. You guys know what's going on, man. They're kicking butt. Now, Justice League, all y'all got to do is get some writers, stop trying to turn all the heroes dark. Not everybody is a dark character like Batman. You can do that with Batman because he's a dark character. Congratulations, because he went through the pain. But you're trying to make Green Lantern and Hawkgirl and the Flash dark characters. It's not going to work like that, man. And that's why the reviews come back 20%, 38%, because you're trying to make all these characters dark, and it doesn't work like that. So, with that being said, you guys check out the Suicide Squad movie. Justice League is coming November 2017. It's going to be eager to. I can't wait to see Darkseid whoop off on Justice League. Hopefully, they put some more villains in there. Lex Luthor gets his suit and starts kicking ass. Also. Not that one dude that played in Justice League. I thought he was a horrible character for that role. They could have picked somebody else that looked just like Lex Luthor. The guy that was in Ant-Man could have played Lex Luthor perfectly. He was a villain. He was Yellow Jacket. I thought he should have played Lex Luthor. That would have been Lex Luthor. He looks just like Lex Luthor. You know what I'm saying? Get him and have him build a machine. That would have been awesome. You know, so we'll definitely see what's going on. You know, I don't understand how Flash is not dropping until 2018 or 2019. My favorite DC character, Flash. I think you guys should have already put that movie out a long time ago. Y'all should have made the Justice League movie a long time ago when y'all saw the Avengers. Y'all should have been doing the Justice League. You know what I'm saying? So you guys are just lacking. Y'all need to pick up the pace, man. You guys are very behind, man. I need to get where I need to go. And I don't want to take nothing away from DC Universe. I think the animation movies that y'all have are awesome. All of them are good. All the animation goods, even the cartoons are good. Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. Even the Young Justice is good. Even if you guys make a Young Justice TV show, I think that would be good. That's open up some doors for other actors to come in there and do their thing. And comic book fans and DC Universe fans loving the movie. So, Long Whoop, anything else you want to add? If not, we out of here, man. DC Part 3, DC Universe. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Tomorrow we will be talking about sports.
All right. I was going to say, if they're going to, you know, if you're going to make dark movies, then make them with dark characters, you know, just to emphasize what you said. So, you know, give the fans what they want. You know, they want a Nightwing movie. They want a Batman movie with Robin, you know. You know, a lot of people were upset with Christian Bale because he didn't want to be in no Batman movie with a Robin. But you got to give the fans what they want. So, you know, if you're going to make it dark, but make it with dark characters. Make it in the dark city, which is, you know, Gotham. You can't go to Metropolis try to be dark. That's not how it works. So, you know, I just want to say that. And that's pretty much about it.
And I didn't even understand that. I mean, Christian Bale, you turned your back on. You guys made $500, $600, probably even $700 or $800 million off that movie. You turned your back on it? You know what I'm saying? You recognized for being Batman, and you didn't want to put Robin in there. Why not? You don't give a fuck about your man. So why should anybody give a fuck about you? Now you're nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much, because I don't know none of the other movies that you're in, but I watch you on TNT and Batman Begins, you know, and all that other stuff, you know what I'm saying? But I have no idea about his other movies. I guess maybe I'm not enough of a fan, but in any case, I think any fan would say that Batman put him on the map. That's for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, I understand that you guys want to take a different road, but sometimes, man, the road that you're traveling, you don't even need to do nothing but just walk it. Just walk the road. Sometimes you need to just walk.
It's two old sayings, man. Don't if it ain't broke, you know, don't fix it. And you bite the fan that feeds you, you might wind up broke.
Yep, and that's what's going on in Christian Bale's, you know what I'm saying, thing. And now you saw the money, being distributed and the money that these guys are making. Now you want to try to hop back on. Like, no, it's too late. Ben Affleck already took over. Holler at you. You don't give a fuck about these fans. And why? And then you guys and then the fans, I'm upset because it's like, why y'all even entertained by this stuff? Y'all like this dude so much, but he just said, fuck y'all. And y'all still cheer for him? I don't understand that. You know, he didn't want to be Batman. Cool. You know, I wouldn't fuck with none of his movies. I don't care. None of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit was weak.
You gotta give Ben Affleck credit, man, for stepping up. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? And you know, they should have been had. And you know, out of all three of those movies,
disrespect your fans, and you're gonna ruin your plans. Bottom line, man.
You know what I'm saying? You should have put Robin in that DC universe. You should have been put Robin in there. Dick Grayson. Jason Todd or Tim Drake. And supposedly it's been rumored that Tim Drake starts off as Robin, but then he turns into the Joker, another version of Joker. So, you know, according to comic books, that's what's going on. I've been seeing, you know, little memes on Facebook about what's going on. That's what they want to see. Tim Drake starts off as a good guy, but then he goes bad. So, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, they bring Harvey Dent back. The Riddler is supposed to be that guy that plays in Big Bang Theory.
Let me tell you one thing, DC. You gotta go with what sells. Nobody wants to see a Superman movie because most people find Superman unrealistic, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what the beauty
right.
of Marvel. You know, with these Marvel characters, they each got one power. You know what I'm saying? You know, Black Panther. You know, he's got the agility, the suit. You know what I'm saying? You know, Captain America, the super soldier serum, Iron Man, the suit, you know, Falcon, the suit, you know what I'm saying? Hulk, he can just transform and get really strong. So, you know, people get bored with that concept very easy, man, that Superman concept. And y'all don't have a major player playing that role. No disrespect to the dude that is playing it because I think he's doing a pretty good job. But I'm just going to just be honest about it. Like, there's no major player. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, now you're trying to make it dark. Like, it just... I mean, not to repeat myself, but it just doesn't add up. You're trying to imitate, imitating Batman on Superman, and that's not going to sell it. It's not going to motivate people or push it enough for people to go want to see over a Civil War or whatever else. So I guess that's why you got to make him evil and make people want to go see that because they ain't never seen Superman as a bad guy. So, you know, but, you know, I remember the Batman movies. I don't really remember too many of the Superman movies other than the real old ones, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, any of the new ones they made, I don't, you know, those weren't epic to me or anything like that, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you know what I'm saying? On the other side of that, you know, Superman is the face of DC Universe. When you think about DC, you know, the two characters come to mind, Superman and Batman, I get that. But there's other characters that you guys could be pushing. You know what I'm saying? That y'all could be pushing it in the DC universe, you know, could make a Green Arrow movie. And for the record, for everybody that's a DC fan that says that Batman is the only one with superpowers, that's how I know you guys are not about the comic book lifestyle, because he's not the only one that's in DC universe with powers that doesn't have any superpowers. That's about three or four characters. Batman, number one, two, Green Arrow, and there's one guy with a gun. That's a gunslinger. You know what I'm saying? He's actually on a Mortal Kombat character. He was on Justice League Unlimited. They had him on that. I forgot what his name is. And then there's like a guy that's a knight that doesn't have any superpowers. He just has a sword and a spear, and that's it. And he just fights. there's a lot of characters, guys, that don't have superpowers. And, you know, push them actors. And push them, get these people to take these roles. If you can't find nobody to take a role, shit, well, me and Lone Wolf, our schedules are open. I'll be more than happy to play one of those hero movies. Fine with me, man. You know what I'm saying? get that check. That's fine. Move, here we go. Wolfpack moving to L.A. You'll see it everywhere. In stores right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you guys got to push those characters, man. You know what I'm saying? Push your product. And, you know, you got to start. You got off to a good start. Now, with David Ayer, I'm against you saying, fuck Marvel. You ain't put in enough work. You made a lot of money. So you know, you got to, you know, you put Suicide Squad, that was pretty good, with negative reviews, but you made your money. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hopefully you can stand behind DC and just get produce and direct all the movies that are happening in the DC Universe lineup. The Rock is supposed to be Black Adam, so that's going to be awesome. We got a Shazam movie happening in 2019. I mean, all these movies should have been dropping since 2000, man. Once they dropped the Unlimited, Justice League Unlimited, you should have dropped those movies, man. You know what I'm saying? Each one of them characters, you had enough to make from 2000 all the way to 2020 movies for days, you know what I'm saying? Part twos, threes, fours, whatever. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going on with the DC Universe comics. Keep it locked here. Wolfpack TV, hit us up, 713-955-0733. Long work, nothing else. We out of here, man.
Survey says.
N-W-O. Be out, people.